سورة الصافات. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصافات صفا، فالزاجرات زجرا، فالتاليات ذكرا، إن إلهكم لواحد. By those angels ranged in ranks. Now this is a beautiful surah, and just reading out the surah is enough. There's not much tafsir required. By those angels ranged in ranks, by those angels who drive the clouds in a beautiful way, by those angels who bring the book from Allah to mankind, indeed your God is one God. That's the message. Lord of the heavens and of the earth and all that is between them, and Lord of every point of the sun's rising. Indeed we have adorned the near heaven with the stars, and to guard against every rebellious devil. They cannot listen to the higher group, for they are pelted from every side, outcast, and theirs is a constant torment. Except such as snatch away something by stealing, and they are pursued by a flaming fire of piercing brightness. First after him, then ask them, are they stronger as creation, or those whom we have created? Can we set ourselves up against Allah? Indeed, we created them of a sticky clay. No, you wonder while they mock. And when they are reminded, they pay no attention. And when they see a sign from Allah, they mock at it. And they say this is nothing but evident magic. When we are dead and have become dust and bones, shall we then be resurrected? And also our fathers of old? قُلْ نَعَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ دَاخِرُونَ. Say to them, yes, and then you shall be humiliated. It shall be a single shout, and behold, they will be staring, staring with fright and horror. They will say, Ya waylana, hadha yawmuddin. It will be said, this is the day of judgment which you used to deny, either by your speech or by your actions. It will be said to the angels, assemble those who did wrong, together with their companions from the devils, and what they used to worship instead of Allah, and lead them onto the way of flaming hellfire. وَقِفُوهُمْ. But wait, stop them. إِنَّهُمْ مَسْئُولُونَ. Because they will be questioned. There's something very frightening about the thought of being questioned by anyone, and the thought of being questioned by Malikul Muluk, the King of all kings. We say, oh, I'll ask Allah, and I'll tell Allah. What has Allah told us? La yus'alu amma yaf'alu. Allah cannot be questioned about what he does. They will be questioned. We find in a hadith that a man will be asked about his life and how he spent it, about his knowledge and what use he made of it, about his wealth and how he acquired it, and about his time and how he spent it. Do we have answers for these questions? Allah will ask them, what is the matter with you? Why don't you help one another? Nay, but that day they shall surrender, and they will turn to one another and question one another. Now they'll start bickering amongst themselves and trying to blame each other. They will say, it was you who used to come to us from the right side. They will reply, no, you yourselves were not believers. We had no authority over you. No, but you were transgressing people. So now the word of our Lord has been justified against us, that we will certainly have to taste the torment. So we led you astray because we were ourselves astray. فَإِنَّهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ. Then that day they will all share in the torment. Followers, leaders, all will be punished. Certainly, that is how we deal with the criminals. Truly, when it was said to them, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, they puffed themselves up with pride. And they said, are we going to abandon our gods for the sake of a mad boy? Should we give up our fun, our excitement for the sake of this Quran? No, but he has come with the truth, and he confirms the messengers. Indeed, you are going to taste the painful torment, and you will be requited nothing except for what you used to do. Illa ibadallahi al-mukhlasin. Except the chosen slaves of Allah, those who obey Allah. For them there will be a known provision, fruits, and they shall be honored in the gardens of delight, facing one another on thrones. Round them will be passed a cup of pure wine, white, delicious to those who drink. Neither will they have any kind of hurt from that, nor will they suffer intoxication therefrom. Those who give up drinking in this world will be rewarded in the hereafter. And besides them will be chaste females, restraining their glances with wide and beautiful eyes, delicate and pure as if they were hidden eggs well preserved. Then they will turn to one another, mutually questioning. They'll ask each other, so what good deed did you do? And the following ayat are very important. قال قائل منهم إني كان لي قرين. A speaker of them will say, indeed I had a friend in the world. Who used to say, are you among those who believe that when we die and become dust and bones, shall we indeed be raised up to receive reward or punishment? Now he doesn't say whether this is a family member or just a friend, but he says this is someone who used to question me all the time. Have you become a Maulvi? Have you started following Islam? Have you become a Fundo? So what happened? قَالَ هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُطَّلِعُونَ? The speaker said, will you look down? Can I see what's happened to that person? So he looked down and saw him in the depths of the fire. قَالَ تَاللَّهِ. He said, by Allah, you nearly ruined me as well. See, he will thank Allah that he did not fall in the trap of that person. Had it not been for the grace of my Lord, I would certainly have been among those brought forth to hell. And the dwellers of paradise will say, are we then not to die anymore, except our first death, and we shall not be punished? See, death is something that everyone fears, so that day there will be no more fears. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Truly this is the supreme success. For the like of this let the workers work, not just those who preach or who just say things, those who are doing something. أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. Is that paradise better entertainment or the tree of Zakum? And this is a tree in hell. Truly we have made it as a test for the wrongdoers. Indeed it is a tree that springs out of the bottom of hellfire. The shoots of its fruit stalks are like the heads of devils. How frightening it sounds. Truly they will eat thereof and fill their bellies therewith. Then on the top of that, they will be given boiling water to drink so that it becomes a mixture. Then indeed their return is to the flaming fire of hell. Indeed they found their fathers on the wrong path, so they hastened in their footsteps. And indeed most of the men of old went astray before them. And indeed we sent among them warners. So see what was the end of those who were warned. إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except the chosen slaves of Allah. And indeed Nuh called to us, and we are the best of those who respond. And we rescued him and his family from the great distress, and his progeny. Then we made the survivors, and left for him among the later generations. Salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen. Peace be upon Nuh from among the worlds. Thus do we reward those who do good. Innahu min ibadina al-mu'mineen. Indeed he was one of our believing slaves. Then we drowned the others. And indeed amongst those who followed his way was Ibrahim. إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. When he came to his Lord with a pure heart. See, whenever Allah mentions Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah says Hanifa, focused, not distracted, not tempted, no divided loyalty. When we think about our heart, what do we find? Constant conflict raging within us. Should I obey Allah or should I obey society? Should I obey Allah or should I obey my friend? Should I obey Allah or should I do what I feel like doing? But Ibrahim alayhi salam, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When his Lord told him surrender, he said, that's it, end of story. I surrender to the Lord of the worlds. When he said to his father and to his people, what is it that which you worship? Is it a falsehood? Gods other than Allah that you desire? Then what do you think about رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ? What are we busy following? Who is it that we obey? Then he looked at the stars. And he said, indeed I am ill. So they turned away from him and departed. Then he turned to their gods and said, will you not eat? What is the matter with you that you do not speak? Then he turned upon them, striking them with his right hand. And this wasn't an act of senseless violence or as we'd say terrorism. He did it to make them think because he left the biggest idol intact with the axe around its neck. So when the people returned, they could think for themselves logically that if this god of ours, this biggest idol couldn't defend the other idols, what then can it do for us? Then they came towards him hastening. He said, do you worship that which you yourselves make? And look at the things we worship these days. Consumerism is the god of the age. Materialism, the latest computer, the latest technology, the latest of everything. While Allah has created you and what you make, they said, build for him a building and throw him into the blazing fire. They weren't even prepared to listen to him. So they plotted a plot against him, but we made them the lowest. وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. And he said, indeed I am going to my Lord, he will guide me. رَبِّي هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. O my Lord, grant me a child from the righteous. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. And we gave him good news of a forbearing boy. فلما بلغ معه السعي, when his son was old enough to walk with him, he said, O my son, I have seen in a dream that I am slaughtering you, so look what you think. Now we know that only the dreams of the prophets are true. Now I often imagine that how must he have felt when he woke up and he realized that this was how Allah was going to test him. He had named the son of his Ismail, Allah has heard, and now he was being asked to sacrifice this son for Allah's sake. And what did he say? He didn't force it upon the son. He said, this is what Allah has told me to do. What do you feel about it? Doesn't force it upon the child. قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Today's children would have had him admitted by the Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Children. What does he say? Oh my father, do that which you are commanded. If Allah wills, you shall find me of the patient. Not that, oh well, you know, dad, I'm so pious, that's why I'm letting you do this. No. If Allah wills, you shall find me of the patient. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. Then when they had both surrendered themselves, and he had laid him prostrate on his forehead, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ. We called out to him, O Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. O Ibrahim, you have fulfilled the dream. Thus do we reward those who do good. Inna hadha lahu al-bala'u al-mubeen. Indeed, that was a clear trial. We go through any petty problem, we say, Allah is really testing me. This was a true trial. Wafadainahu bi-dhibhin azim. And we ransomed him with an awesome sacrifice. And we left for him among the later generations. Salamun ala Ibrahim. Peace be upon Ibrahim. Thus do we reward those who do good. Indeed, he was one of our believing slaves. Iman in itself is not enough. We need to obey Allah. And we gave him the good news of Ishaq, a prophet from the righteous. And we blessed him and Ishaq, and of their progeny are some that do right and some that wrong themselves. And indeed, we gave our grace to Musa and Harun. And we saved them and their people from the great distress and helped them so that they became the victors. And we gave them the clear scripture and guided them to the right path. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِمَا فِي الْآخَرِينَ. And we left for them among the later generations. سَلَامٌ عَلَى مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. Peace be upon Musa and Harun. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Thus do we reward those who do ihsan. إِنَّهُمَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Indeed, they were two of our believing slaves. And indeed, Ilyas was one of the messengers. When he said to his people, will you not fear Allah? Will you call upon Baal? And this was the name of an idol of theirs. And forsake the best of creators, Allah, your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers. But they denied him. So they will certainly be brought forth. إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except the chosen slaves of Allah. And we left for him among the later generations. Peace be upon Ilyasin. Indeed, thus do we reward those who do good. Indeed, he was one of our believing slaves. And indeed, Lut was one of the messengers. When we saved him and all his family, except an old woman who was among those who remained behind, then we destroyed the rest. Indeed, you passed by them in the morning and at night. Will you then not reflect? وَإِنَّ يُونُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And indeed, Yunus was one of the messengers. إِذْ أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. When he ran to the laden ship. Now every word in the Quran is so perfect. أَبَقَ means not just ran. It's used for a slave who runs or who flees without his master's consent. Then he agreed to cast lots and he was among the losers. When the storm came and they cast lots and his name came out. And a big fish swallowed him, as he had done an act worthy of blame. فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُصَّبِّحِينَ. Had he not been of those who glorify Allah, لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. He would have remained inside its belly till the day of judgment. We say that, oh, Allah will forgive us. At times of distress, at times of pain, Allah is saying, if this prophet had not done tasbih, he would have remained inside that whale's belly till the day of judgment. What tasbih was this? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. A beautiful dua to read at times of distress and problems. But we cast him forth on the naked shore while he was sick, and we caused a plant to grow over him. It seems like Allah was personally tending to him. And we sent him to 100,000 people or even more. And they believed, so we gave them enjoyment for a while. Now ask them, are they only daughters for your Lord and sons for them? Or did we create the angels female while they were witnesses? Indeed, it is of their falsehood that they say, Allah has begotten. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. And indeed they are liars. Has he then chosen daughters rather than sons? مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. What is the matter with you? How do you decide? So these verses don't mean that Allah is condemning daughters. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was condemning their thinking. The Arabs despise daughters. So what they said was, well, Allah has daughters, but we want sons. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, is that what you want? That you want something for Allah which you don't want yourself? In Islam we find there's such a positive attitude towards daughters that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the gist of which was that someone who has three daughters and raises them properly, they will be a means of his entry into Jannah. And someone asked someone with two daughters and he said yes. So in Islam we find that a woman is regarded as something precious and one whose rights have been granted to her by Allah. أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Will you not then remember? Or is there for you a plain authority? Then bring your book if you are truthful. And they have invented a kinship between Allah and the jinns. People who go to jinns and who, you know, do black magic, or who go to astrologers and sorcerers. Allah says, the jinn know that they have to appear before Allah. Subhanallahi amma yasifoon, illa ibadallahi al-mukhlaseen. Glorified is Allah. He is free from what they attribute to him, except the slaves of Allah who do not do this. Whom he chooses, so indeed you and those whom you worship cannot lead astray, except those who are predestined to burn in hell. Does this mean that Allah has decided? No, it simply means as destiny has been defined, ilmullah is sabiq, Allah's preceding knowledge. Not that Allah has decided that so and so will go to hell. Allah knows in advance the choices we will make which will land us either in Jannah inshallah or God forbid in hell. وَمَا مِنَّا إِلَّا لَهُ مَقَامٌ مَعْلُومٌ. There is not one of us angels but has his known place. وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الصَّافُونَ. And indeed we angels, we stand in rows. وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْمُصَّبِّحُونَ. And indeed we angels are those who glorify. And indeed they used to say, if we had a reminder as had the men of old, we would have been among Allah's chosen slaves. People say, oh, if Allah wishes to guide us, you know, he would have guided me. What has Allah told us? Those who do jihad in our paths, who try and find me, who try and obey me, who try and draw near to me, such are those who will be granted guidance. In other words, we need to seek Allah. But now they disbelieve therein, so they will come to know. And indeed our word has gone forth of old for our slaves, the messengers, that they indeed would be made triumphant, and that our hosts, they indeed would be the victors. So turn away from them for a while and watch them and they shall see. Do they see to hasten on our torment? Then when it descends in their courtyard, evil will be the mourning for those who had been warned. So turn away from them for a while. وَأَبْصِرْ فَسَوْفَ يُبْصِرُونَ. And watch and they too shall see. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. Glorified is your Lord, the Lord of honor and power. Free from what they attribute to him. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And peace be on the messengers. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And all praises belong to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And this is a beautiful dua to be read at the end of a gathering of knowledge.